Springfield Contemporary Theater, and they're doing a production celebrating the 200th anniversary of Mary Shelley's classic novel, and I think you all can guess what that is, hopefully. The Springfield area premiere of Nick Deer's stage version of Frankenstein, and presented at SCT Center Stage, the corner of Pershing and Robertson in the west end of the Wilhoit Plaza building in downtown Springfield, running tonight through November 4th, Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sundays at 2 o'clock. Nathan Shelton is directing and playing the role of Victor Frankenstein.
Yes.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Yes. Glutton for punishment.
That told me it was Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Well, they were wrong then, now, weren't they?
No, you're not doing the Mel Brooks version.
No, definitely not. This is a very dark, very serious production. Very intense.
And Heath Hillhouse is the creature and has been seen in shows. Well, you've narrated Rocky Horror at SCT, and or actually a little theater, I guess.
No,
it was at SCT.
He's been in both my productions of Rocky Horror, actually.
Back when it was at the Vandervoort, I actually played Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, all right. This, you have a cast of 12 altogether in the production.
Yes, yes. It is a large group for our space.
Yeah. No, are they all on stage at once at any time?
A couple of times we have a lot of them on stage, but no. It is such a sweeping play. It moves through time and through space. They travel a lot through Europe, and so different areas have different groupings of actors.
Well, I'm not sure what we can really say about the Mary Shelley story and about the Frankenstein legend that people don't already have very good ideas about. So what might be different about Nick Deer's adaptation?
Well, the really exciting thing about this adaptation, and it really sets it apart from everything else, is that he goes back to the book, and it
as
really
so few of them really do.
Correct. It's the same thing with Dracula or those gothic kind of romantic horror novels. People want to infuse all this stuff into them that's not there, or streamline the story, and they ruin the characterization, and they ruin what the books are really about. Mm. And in this story, he goes right to the vein, goes right to the heart of the human experience and the moral lessons that Mary Shelley's novel brings out. And it's all told from the creature's point of view. And that is what is really thrilling.
Really interesting.
And Heath is on stage, I think, 99.9% of the time.
I mean, it's not quite that much, but it's approaching that. There's a large portion. It basically starts with the creature being born. You see his birth, and you follow him along as he goes through life and grows and learns, I mean, just as a human would, but in this very strange sort of created way, and almost like being pushed through all of the stages of development
very quickly.
Yeah.
And one thing you don't get here, which I'm really happy about, and I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of year.
That's why you guys are doing it this time of year.
But it's not a cheesy, campy Halloween show. It's not that fire bad kind of thing. Doesn't have any of that.
Friend,
it is
good.
Yes, it is a very human story, and the connections in it are very real and palpable, and it's a highly theatrical production in its staging. We have it underscored like a film by a local musician, Chris Porcelli.
Nice.
And oh my gosh, the music makes everything. It's so powerful, and it is relentless. That's how I describe the script. It moves so quickly through the creature's story, and really Victor Frankenstein is in half the production, really, but when he comes in and it becomes these two men locked in this kind of vengeance tale, it really starts cooking.
The eternal struggle.
Right.
Yes.
Well, the creature ends up having to track down Victor.
Right, because he's abandoned.
Yeah.
And it really
so.
Has a lot to say about what our responsibilities are to each other as humans, what our responsibilities are as creators and as parents.
Look, I just look through the list that SCT basically provides in the promotional material for this.
Right.
I mean, look at this. Scientific responsibility, parental neglect,
absolutely.
Cognitive development,
oh, very much.
And of course the nature of good and evil. And all of that is in the Mary Shelley original.
All of it.
And you spoke earlier about, you know, everyone has that mythos of the Frankenstein ingrained into them. And honestly, it's something that's been created by the different adaptations, that idea of, you know, the bolt-necked creature, calling the creature Frankenstein, like thinking that is,
that's not his
no,
name.
Don't get started on me on that. That's become a sticking point.
Right.
But like Nathan said, this goes very much
he's always been
text.
Frankenstein's creature.
Exactly.
Right. And you have to ask yourself, really, the question becomes, who is the actual monster?
Oh, yeah, very
right?
much so.
Who really is the monster? Because these two men push each other to the limits and make each other what they become.
Mm-hmm.
But it all starts with Frankenstein leaving Dr. Frankenstein not living up to his responsibility and abandoning this creature that could have been good, could have been bad, could have been anything, but because of what life throws at him, he becomes the creature, the thing that he becomes,
mm-hmm.
and this murderous, revenge-filled being. But we both see them as you know, very three-dimensional characters. There's not that two-dimensional kind of aspect to this.
It's and that monosyllabic, as we were saying earlier.
Always very eloquent,
yeah,
very
absolutely.
Complex thought, full of complex thought and emotion and,
you know,
and
ideas.
Again, that's directly from the book. When he
right.
First appears, he's this very eloquent, educated sort of being that takes it. Frankenstein is taken aback by how much he is able to speak and think and process.
That's why, you know, the Boris Karloff version in the Universal Pictures
right.
Series in the early 30s, brilliant though it was, it really does the creature a miss.
They ruined the book. They,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's just
a misservice in a way because of that whole monosyllabic friend, good. You know,
right. Well,
bad.
He didn't even really talk in the first movie.
Right.
They cut out all of him speaking, and then they added that in the second film. But
right.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
The Bride,
but,
yeah.
But in this story,
I was just
has,
on to Turner Classic Movies, I think.
I mean, and they're great films.
Yeah,
I love them.
Sure.
I grew up on those movies.
Sure,
but,
we all did.
Right, and it's what makes us love these stories. But if you know, this is so much more powerful. And getting into the process, it's been so emotional for the two of us and the rest of the cast and crew who have been working tirelessly to get this very technically difficult production off the ground.
A lot of technical aspects.
Yeah.
That
anybody who has rejection and abandonment issues buried deep inside.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, and it's cathartic too in many ways. You know, the role of Victor Frankenstein is very personal for me.
And strangely enough, the role of the creature is very personal for me.
And it's been a cathartic process working through my own inner demons, you know, on this production.
same, brother.
And, you know, Heath and I have worked together for many years
right.
now, and it's such a wonderful piece, and we're so excited for audiences to experience this. This production was actually first produced in 2011 at the National Theater in London mm-hmm. with Benedict Cumberbatch and Johnny Lee Miller. It was developed by Nick Dear
and Danny Boyle.
And Danny Boyle, mm-hmm. the noted director, you know, Slumdog Millionaire, 28 Days Later, Trainspotting, for that production. Mm-hmm. And we're one of the first companies in America to get the rights to do this. And we are so excited to be presenting this to Springfield audiences. And I think if they come, you know, to see this production, they're going to see a Frankenstein that is very different than they've ever seen on stage before. It's very visceral.
Well, the show opens tonight, and you have receptions following both tonight and tomorrow night's performances.
Right.
And there will be post-curtain talkback discussions on Thursday, after the Thursday, the 25th show, and after the Sunday matinee on the 28th.
Right, next mm-hmm. weekend on Thursdays, which Thursdays are a pay what you can night
yes, they
as
are.
Well. And so we're very excited about that. People coming in that, you know, that can't normally make it out to see theater, we would love to see you on those Thursday performances. But after Thursday night and then Sunday afternoon on the matinee, we are doing a talk back with the cast, and we invite everybody to come and stay after the show to chat with us and our composer, Chris, and talk about the production
right.
and all these big things. That
and the, yeah, the big issues that are brought up
right.
in the story. All right, Frankenstein, the Nick Dear stage version of Frankenstein, Springfield Contemporary Theater at SCT Center Stage at the west end of Wilhoit Building there at Pershing and Robertson on the first floor. Opens tonight, runs through Sunday, November 4th. Performances Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2. Nathan Shelton directs and plays Victor Frankenstein. And, of course, Heath Hillhouse is the creature. You can again, go on the two Thursday night performances or pay what you can. Otherwise, tickets range. My throat's going crazy on me. Hold on just a second. There, I didn't want to do that in the microphone. Tickets otherwise range from $10 to $27. They're available at springfieldcontemporarytheater.org or call their box office at 831-8001. Guys, thanks for hanging out.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Long enough to come in.
We're excited to see you guys down at the theater this October.
Absolutely. Right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.